This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It is November 29th. James Jay, a physician, helped greatly with the founding of what was later known as University of Pennsylvania and Columbia University. He ended up in politics and was a strong supporter for independence. But toward the end of the war, with a plan of reconciliation with Great Britain, he allowed himself to be arrested by them. However, they treated him as a spy and threw him in jail. When he was let out, it seemed that he was siding with them. His brother, John Jay, one of the most famous of the American Revolution, would have nothing to do with him again. But when they were on the same side, corresponding in letters to make sure that the British would not find something incriminating, finishing out the letter, they would write in invisible ink. And on this date in 1775, James Jay invented the stuff. And the very first video game was introduced at the Brookhaven National Laboratory near New York City during one of its annual Visitor's Day. It was called Tennis for Two. Each of the players had controllers in a sort of tennis match on an analog computer with a screen and oscilloscope. This was in October 1958, but on this date in 1972, Atari released Pong, also an electronic tennis game, and was put in Andy Camp's Tavern in Sunnyvale, California. Because it was in a bar, they purposely made the game easy, knowing that most of the people depositing their quarters to play would be drunk. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.